You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hi, Mark.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
It wouldn't be Saturday Suckage without one of the co-founders of Saturday Suckage, and that's Mark Grody. Oh, hi, Mark.
Steve, I am always happy to come on Saturday Suckage because I look forward to talking Bears with you, but I swear to God, if you try to trade TCA on my watch during this interview like you did with Paul, over.
Well, you need pitching. The pitching sucks. You might as well get the best guy in the National League. And if it takes trading PCA and Owen Casey to get, look, Skeens, Keller, and Bednar. And there you go. We're going to try to pitch our way to a World Series. So if not now, when? What are you saving PCA for? You going to try to win the World Series this year?
Man, look, it's still in play that PCA could be one of the greats. And here's the thing. Paul Skeens has not had his Tommy John surgery yet. That's coming. Everybody's got to have a Tommy John surgery. So that's the kind of thing that I worry about in the future. But you're just talking about for a one-up. You're like, put all your money in the middle of the table for the year 2025 is what it sounds like to me there.
If not now, when? Theo famously asked that in 2016. If not now, when?
All right. Well, you'll be talking a little bit more Cubs later on. I'll be talking Cubs on Monday on the Harris and Rahimi show or the Rahimi and Harris show. And so let's talk Bears, Steve. What do you want to know?
Well, Caleb didn't suck as much today. So is that progress? Tell us what you saw at practice.
Well, to be completely honest, I was not out at the practice today because every once in a while, Marky Mark needs a day off, and I'm going to a graduation party for a precious niece of mine. But I have been keeping it all. I have to listen to all of Ben Johnson. I've been following the reports. And so without having had eyes on, it was nice to hear from my colleagues out at Hallis Hall that things looked better. That doesn't mean I haven't heard like things look good yet. We haven't gotten there. So I will just look at today as, again, from a distance, another developmental day. You know, like that's the nicest way to put it right now with the struggles, because the only thing that we can go on right now in terms of the reason why it hasn't looked right yet are simple things like it's only day three, it's a new coach, it's a new installation, there's new theories, there's things that have to be unlearned. unfortunately, Steve, those are the things that we're leaning on. And at this point, none of us really knows how much credibility or how much causal all of that kind of thing is. So that, unfortunately, the disclaimers, which we all give as reporters, are kind of what is ruling this right now. Now, end of next week, and things still look the way that they have looked, then I think that you start to say, what's going on here? If we don't see Caleb Williams doing Caleb Williams-esque things, and when I say Caleb Williams-esque things, those are the special things, the things that make him comfortable, the things where he can be consistent. So I would say that things are complicated right now for Caleb Williams and the Bears offense.
I think Caleb sucks by design. I think Ben Johnson let us in on that today. Declan Doyle let us in on it yesterday. And I think the description, the way they're, what they're doing intentionally is making him suck to find out how bad he sucks at certain things, how he reacts in certain situations that will come up in games. And then I suppose, I hope, I pray they're going to design an offense around what he does best. They're not, they're putting him under center. They're having unblocked rushers, but they're not allowing him to scramble around. They want to see his decision-making. It seems to me that's the way I'm interpreting it. I'm trying to be optimistic here about why they're making him suck. And they've installed about a third of what they plan to do. And yet they're installing stuff without finding out. I mean, Ben Johnson said he was going to make an offense based around the strengths. And this is a painful way of finding out what his weaknesses are so they don't do that game plan, right? Or that playbook or that scheme. Is that how this is going?
I mean, Steve, honestly, we've heard a version of that with let's just go back to Nagy. We'll just do the Nagy, Eberflus, Ben Johnson sample. Every one of those coaches, and I've been here for just about every one of their press conferences and every little thing, there was always some version of, going back to Matt Nagy, my first years on the beat, where they would say, we're gonna build this playbook around the quarterback. We're going to look to see what he's comfortable with. We're going to find out what he's not comfortable with. And I remember asking those questions to Mitch Trubisky. I remember asking those questions to Justin Fields, because that's what any coach does. This is not the smart stuff yet from Ben Johnson. You know what I mean? Like the idea that he's trying to find out what the quarterback is comfortable with. That's not the man. That's coaching 101. That's offensive coordinating, head coaching your offense 101. Find out what the hell your quarterback is comfortable with. I just hope that there's not a lot of what we're all trying to find out is what Caleb Williams is. I just hope that there's not a lot of stuff that gets eliminated from the desires of Caleb Williams and the desires of the coaching staff. So, we're going to find out more, I think, in the next couple of weeks. But I just think that's, essential minimal competency right now for what the coach is trying to do.
My guest is Mark Rohde. It's Saturday Suckage. It's not Saturday Suckage without Mark Rohde. We're talking Bears. He covers the Bears for the Score. And so DJ Moore spoke, and a couple of things I keep going back to last year, which I really shouldn't, but last summer, you want to dismiss what happens in training camp, but then Ryan Poles made sure everybody knew there were bad things happening last training camp, and he didn't do anything about it. Ryan Poles just kind of fell on his own sword. I don't think he imagined he could look that stupid, but he did, because he didn't say anything. He's a general manager. Well, he had the title of general manager. Say something. If you see something, say something and do something. But one of the things we also heard was DJ Moore say, well, I guess we're going to do it Caleb's way. And I don't know if now that fans out bigger as to what Caleb is able to handle or was able to handle and what he was not able to handle. And DJ Moore expected more respected stuff in a different way in terms of scheme, reads, delivering the ball, under center. And do you have any more insight into that after DJ Moore spoke?
Yeah, I mean, like, let's be honest. The chemistry between Caleb Williams and DJ Moore was not good last year on the field. It just wasn't. Like, and both ended up with numbers. You go look at the numbers for DJ Moore. You look at the numbers for Caleb Williams. And nobody who didn't watch the games would look at that and say, oh, boy, awful year. But we watched it, and we know that it took a while for DJ Moore to really pop under Caleb Williams. And we know that there was some the going out of bounds thing was a big deal. That was a mistake by DJ Moore. That was a bad thing. So that didn't help either. I think one of the issues with Caleb Williams, especially last year, if you even just looked at it without the names of Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus and anybody who's contributing to the offense, the complication that they had going into the year, and maybe some of that has been solved, is because this was, and you know, headline from everybody, Caleb Williams is like the greatest quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, or fill in the blank, but I think that's probably the best base to go to. And so you leave him alone. You let him do what he needs to do. You let him fling it down the field. You let him do it his way. This year is going to be a little bit less about allowing Ben Johnson to do everything. Excuse me, Caleb Williams to do everything his way. And here's another thing too, Steve, that I wanted to say in response to your first question. Things that they've been trying to express to us is that they got to go. It's not like it's like this is a real season. Hit the ground running. This is a race. They've said that it's a race to the regular season. So that's all that they said. And then the first 3 days of practice, it just seemed like a slug. You know what I mean? It just seemed very cumbersome, which I guess one should expect in any training camp. But it's just funny that they talked about hitting the ground running and that this is a race and let's just, you know, full speed ahead. And now there have been some complications.
Mark Rohde is joining me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And the news today, updates in what the highlights of what happened in practice, Colston Loveland showed up in uniform, yeah, and he got to play with his new friends. And he caught three passes from Caleb, two in 7-on-7 drills, one in full squad drills. Braxton Jones, limited reps in team drills. It was mostly Karan Amagaji, but he left practice with a trainer, never a good sign. Theo Benedet in place of Darnell Wright, who got a rest day at right tackle. Actually, it's going to be two because they're off tomorrow. And Caleb Williams, it was... We listened to Ben Johnson earlier to start the show talking about the progress there. He hasn't had to yank the first team off and told them to go stand in the corner and until they could snap the ball and get out of the huddle properly. And he was talking about pre-snap and procedure penalties and just we're eliminating that and that's good. And the best part of Caleb Williams' day was running a two-minute drill that ended in a touchdown but started with a delay of game penalty. And I tried not to laugh while I said that, but it just seemed, wow, really, stop that. Stop the stupid stuff. So it's that counts as progress, I think, and I just wanted to bring everybody up on to speed on the news that we know of the important stuff today in practice. So that showed some progress. The two-minute drill, he wasn't picked off. He hit Roma Dunze. It's a happy, you know, everybody gets their happy ending for now, except maybe the defense.
Well, yeah, I think here's part of the, like, well, I was talking about this yesterday. I think Caleb Williams might, at least in my lifetime, might be the most polarizing, divisive quarterback in Bears history, and that's saying a lot because there was a lot of this push and pull with Justin Fields as well, and even Trubisky, and if you want to go back to Jay Cutler as well. So I think that, you know, every time you say anything like so, publicly about Caleb, good or bad, everybody has something to say about it. So I think this is my long-winded way of saying that reporters out there at Hallis Hall, including myself, everybody is really wanting to report positive things. So yeah. I think that when you see it's sort of a spin, you know, it's like, well, he looked much better. Oh, there was that delay of game thing too. And nobody wants to put that, nobody wants to put that straight up. Nobody wants to put that in headlines. Like, there's this fear factor out there when it comes to this, because, and this is a deeper issue, Steve. The deeper issue is, like, this quarterback cannot fail. Because if Caleb Williams fails, then I don't know what to tell you anymore. Like, it's going to have to be a serious organizational reset, I think, for fans, for media, for just about everybody. So there's more on the line with this quarterback, excuse me, than I think there's ever been with any quarterback in Bears history.
Have you seen, felt, what the offensive line seems to have more credibility? It's the second most important thing behind Caleb. The offensive line seems to have more credibility with whatever's going on at left tackle. And I guess if you have, there seems to be some sense, and maybe this is overly positive reporting, some sense that if Joan Tooney's next to you, you're going to be good. You're going to be fine. Calm down. Don't worry about it, Ozzie Trapello, who or whoever you are. So from what you've seen, what you've been able to deduce without them hitting, which we expect to see on Monday, what do you sense of the offensive line, both its effect on the field and wherever else it may be needed to, may need to be?
Yeah, well, they haven't really tipped their hand, like, of anything, like, really given us a great indication of who the starter will be on opening day when the Bears take on the Minnesota Vikings. But all I could tell you is that every day, and again, today was the first day I wasn't out there, but what I can tell you is that every day that I was out there, when the offense would line up, like, they just line up the offense to do their own, you know, drills, no defense on the field, you know, thrown against air, Braxton Jones has been the guy that has been in those scenarios. Now, in the name of ramp up, we have not seen Braxton Jones, unless he was out there today, not seen Braxton Jones going up against the defense at all. That has been the rotation of Amagaji and Trapillo. It's a two-man race. I mean, this is between Braxton Jones and Ozzie Trapillo. It's not going to be Karan Amagaji. I still think right now, assuming there is something we don't know about the recovery and the ramp-up period for Braxton Jones, I think he's got the edge. But that doesn't mean that by the end of this season, Ozzie Trapillo is not playing left tackle.
We had a texter earlier today, and I did not want to respond to it until I had you on, that is a member of the Wake and Bake Club, an 847 texter, who wondered aloud if there was a Rosenblum suckage strain, and if not, he I'm a get right on it, he said. And I said,
oh, man.
And I told Sean, no, we needed to have Mark on because it should be called Saturday Suckage, because that's what where the Wake and Bake Club was founded, and it was co-founded with Mark, and Saturday Suckage
co-founded.
So do you know, do we have a strain out there? Is there a Saturday Suckage strain?
That's interesting. I'll check around. I'll call some of the dispensaries, and I'll see what's going on, you know, with our friends at Ascend or Sunnyside, or in the name of our friend Ryan Sandberg. You know, he used to do stuff for Verilife in town. So, you know, but I would say, here's what I want to know about that, Steve. What would the strand be? Is this
sativa? Sativa. Okay. Oh, it's sativa. Wake and bake. Yeah. That's the way it has to be.
Yeah, right, because people got to wake up a little. You can't go to the indica. You're really going to fall asleep.
Right. We're going to put the wake and bake. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. Saturday Suckage Strain. We could do that, and we could, I don't know, maybe could we, you know, you've done remotes. I know the station does remotes. Is there a dispensary at Gallagher Way? Could we tie it in somewhere that way?
You know what?
Cubs do business with CBD companies.
Well, yeah, no, there's nothing to shy away from here. It's the same as the Cubs doing business with beer companies. You know, yeah, I know some people still think it's taboo and scary to talk about legal marijuana. But yeah, I mean, hey, if not in Gallagher Way, there are several dispensaries in the outer areas of Wrigleyville.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe it's a way we can license it and make some money.
I think that this is, they just don't care about Saturday Suckage, because this is like the slam dunk show for you to be on there giving your personal testimonies about the the various vapes and flower and edibles at the various dispensaries around the city of Chicago. What's going on here?
Well, I think one of the reasons is every station, every business is afraid that because it's not federally legal, that it's still a cash business. Credit card companies won't go near it, and it's all muddied that way. So I think there's a reluctance, but we would seem to be the first show in line. The Wake and Bake Club and Saturday Suckage would seem to be the first show in line at a dispensary in Wrigleyville. I can't think of 100%. Anything. Can't think of anything better than that. It's
the only
follow
other
the money.
The only other person closely eligible for that endorsement is, and he's only lightly employed by the score these days. As a matter of fact, just once a year would be Danny Parkins, but he's not on the full-time Odyssey payroll anymore, so I don't think that he's eligible unless he wants to impose his will when he does the radiothon next week.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of power he seizes when he's the only man in the house. Yeah, okay. All right. By the way, your partner on the Take the North podcast, this is Mark Grody, by the way. I wanted everybody to know that. Take the North podcast with Dan Wiederer. And they are compelling and insightful, and you need to see this, watch this, subscribe to it, the Take the North. He in the Tribune mentioned a name of a guy, hey, you want to watch somebody under the radar? And he mentioned a name, and it sent me down a rabbit hole so deep that I went back to my feckless youth and found the coolest guy in the world, in my world, 55 years ago. So I'm going to talk about that next. And it comes with music. And your guy, Dan Wiederer, did it.
Wow, that is a I thought, man, I was like, get ready for you to either ask me a question or reveal something to me. You, how dare you tease me? I am a full-time reporter and host at the Score, and you done did me in.
Yeah, you can listen. And when we get done with a bit, then you can just turn it off, I guess.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for having me on. Thanks for mentioning the Take the North podcast. Weedsy and I will be all over that. The best Bears podcast in town. We can guarantee you that. Bears.
It is Bears, my friend. That's Mark Grody, my friend. All right. That was the Bears word. And it's all true. Dan Wiederer wrote a name, and I went down a rabbit hole, and I'm taking you people down. Fellow Suckageers, you're going down with me. And for a lot of you Suckageers, it will be familiar and wonderful. And if you're new to this, you will hear some NFL names involved. And it's the nexus of football and film. Greatest football game on film, I believe. And one of the coolest guys ever. This is Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless.
Yes, you're laughing out there. Should be. I told you this rabbit hole came with music, came with a soundtrack. Dan Wiederer mentions the name in the Tribune about long athletic safety Major Burns. All right, everybody else out there, except maybe my producer, Sean Sears, is thinking his parents were MASH fans. Sean has no idea who Major Burns is.
He's the safety, he just said.
Do you know who played Major Burns in the movie MASH?
No, Alan Alda.
Robert Duvall.
Oh, I've heard of him.
He is the man who made Sally Kellerman's lips hot, earning the legendary nickname Hot Lips Houlihan. Robert Duvall. Later, Tom Hagen, you may know that. Later, Colonel Kilgore and the great Santini. He was Major Burns, name of a Bears safety. I went down this rabbit hole so hard because as Duvall is an important character, but he's not one of the two stars. Donald Sutherland, he's Hawkeye Pierce, finest kind. You have to read the book to really understand that. Robert Altman wanted James Garner to be Hawkeye Pierce. He was actually a Korean War veteran, and he was hurt, and he was used to the whole hospital thing. Trapper John was played by Elliot Gould. You finally got one of the names right. One of the real names right. Elliot Gould, to me, was the coolest man on earth at the time. Kids, ask your parents. Hey, Dad, Rosenblum's going on about a guy who wore a muumuu in Ocean's 11. Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
he was the coolest man on earth.
Rachel's dad on Friends.
Elliot Gould. He did a movie called Busting with Robert Blake, and he would chew gum and smoke cigarettes, and I started doing that. I thought that was the coolest thing. I mean, he's married to Barbara Streisand. Elliot Gould was the coolest man on earth. You know who turned down the role of Trapper John, the quarterback of the greatest movie football game ever? Burt Reynolds. Not only that, Burt Reynolds turned down the role of Garrett. Garrett Breedlove was the character's name in Terms of Endearment, which was played by Donald Sutherland, who played Hawkeye Pierce. Burt Reynolds turns down roles and gives careers to the guys who were the stars of MASH. You know who else turned down the role of Trapper John? And I think he would have been really good. Sonny Corleone. James Caan turned down that role to make Rabbit Run. I think that's what it was. Rabbit Run. Altman's first choice, Robert Altman's the director, his first choice to play Trapper John, the quarterback in the greatest film football game ever, was James Coburn. Now, I know, Sean, you have no idea who he was. He was Flint in the movies In Like Flint, where he was actually a mocking version of James Bond, and James Bond was mocking the whole idea of a spy. But James Coburn was pretty damn cool at the time. That's who he wanted. Hawkeye Pierce and Trapper John, my guys. Donald Sutherland and Alan Alda, I almost said. Donald Sutherland and Elliot Gould made it. It has become a legendary line now. If you say we're the pros from Dover, people know. People except Sean, my producer, people know. So to whiteboard this, because it's one of the greatest scenes in movie history, Hawkeye and Trapper go to Tokyo. They leave the 4077, the MASH unit, to go to operate on a congressman's wounded son. They are going to bust through into the hospital, into the ward. A nurse is trying to keep them out. They are dressed in ratty Hawaiian shirts. They're holding golf bags. And Trapper John, Elliot Gould, my guy, the coolest man on earth, is waving an umbrella like it's a sword. The heart of the scene comes, and this is what we're going to play you. They're standing by the kid's bedside, and the chief nurse approaches the pros from Dover.
What are you two hooligans doing in this hospital?
Ma'am, we are surgeons and we are here to operate. We're just waiting for a starting time. That's
well, you
all.
Can't even go near a patient until Colonel Merrill says it's okay. And he's still out to lunch.
Look, Mother, I want to go to work in 1 hour. We are the pros from Dover and we figure to crack this kid's chest and get out to the golf course before it gets dark. So you go find the gas passer and you have him premedicate this patient. Then bring me the latest pictures on him. The ones we saw must be 48 hours old by now. Then call the kitchen and have them rustle us up some lunch. Ham and eggs will be all right. Steak would be even better. And then give me at least one nurse who knows how to work in close without getting her in my way.
Oh, you fool. How do you want your steak cooked?
That's it. That's the pros from Dover scene. If you've ever heard that phrase, that's where it comes from. It became legendary. We're the pros from Dover. That's just consultants walk in to rooms. They say, we're the pros from Dover, right? I mentioned Sally Kellerman earlier. Hot Lips Houlihan, one of the greatest shower scenes ever. Sean, you've never seen the shower scene, have you?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You're too young. So anyway, Sally Kellerman is it is a scene you can use the Googler.
Should I not do it right now?
The Googler. No, you can do it. I don't know. I don't know what's safe for work around here or not. So they couldn't get it right. They couldn't get her reaction right. And they needed it. It's very important in the way the scene plays out as Sally Kellerman shows everything, not just her hot lips. And so what they did, Robert Altman and Gary Berghoff, who would play Radar in the movie and in the legendary television show, entered the shower tent where Hot Lips was, and they dropped their trousers. While Sally Kellerman was staring at them in shock, then they pulled down the shower curtain. Then they went on with the scene. They were filming the scene while Gary Berghoff and Robert Altman, the director, were standing there with their pants down, and that's how they got that reaction out of her. There was the greatest movie football game ever, I believe. There's a classic scene of how they... how they tend to a player on the other team from another MASH unit, and it involves a syringe. It's well shot, well done, well thought of. But the real star of the football team is a guy whose name I don't dare pronounce. Not on this radio station, not now. He was played by Fred Williamson, Fred the Hammer Williamson, the pride of Northwestern. He went from Northwestern football field. He played a year for the Steelers, the Hammer, Fred the Hammer Williamson, before he became a movie star. As I said, Gary Berghoff played Radar O'Reilly, and it turned out to be mad about it. I played in a softball game in Los Angeles, a regular Sunday softball game with guys who went through as writers and producers of Match, and Gary Berghoff just remained angry. That's the only role he could ever get. Well, it's legendary. Same thing with Max Klinger, same with Jamie Farr. There was a dentist there. This is where we need the iconic theme song again, Sean. There was a dentist named, played by John Shuck. He was known as Painless.
And all personnel, report immediately to admit
and suicide is painless. Brings on many changes. I can take or leave it as I please. Yeah. One of the other verses is, the game of life is hard to play. I'm going to lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. To this, I can only say suicide is painless. Robert Altman was trying to write the dumbest song ever. He wanted it for the movie because this movie is about anti-army, and here's the blood. It was one of the bloodiest movies ever. They almost didn't release it. It was so bloody, and it got an R rating because of the use of the, because there was an F-bomb in there that John Shuck dropped, and it came from a guy who had directed College Football. And he was directing the football scene, and he would go on to direct Monday Night Football, be a part of it, Andy Sedaris. But Robert Altman couldn't get this horrible song right. So he turned it over to his 14-year-old son. He said, I need you to write me the dumbest song ever. And his son wrote it.
The sword of time will pierce our skin. Doesn't hurt when it begins, but as it works its way on in, the pain grows stronger, watch it grin. Suicide is painless.
Okay, if you read the lyrics, and we've said some, we've played some, it's incredibly stupid. Robert Altman got paid $75,000 for directing the movie. He got no points. He thought he was going to get points in the film. He got no points. His son, the 14-year-old who wrote this thing in 5 minutes, has made more than $2 million in royalties from the movie, from soundtracks, from the television show, which was played, back then they did 39 episodes a year. His son, wrote a song in 5 minutes, $2 million in royalties for that. Suicide is not painless, it's profitable. One of the college football players on the other team is a guy named Jack Kincannon. You know who that is, Sean?
I've heard that name before.
Yeah, in what context?
They're a football player.
Yeah, right. He was a former Bear. He was a Bears quarterback from 66 till 71. His quarterback rating was 55.6. You knew he was a Bears quarterback, Jack Kincannon. Somehow in that time, he won 17 games. That's what having Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus and Doug Buffon playing for you did. He started 5 games for the Bears team that went 1-13 in 1969. He was 0-5. The team was 0-5 in his starts. Now, other players who appeared in that movie included Ben Davidson from my beloved Raiders, maybe the dirtiest player in football, him or Conrad Dobler. Ben Davidson was certainly dirty. Vikings quarterback Joe Kapp and Vikings quarterback Fran Tarkenton both appeared. There's your winless Minnesota Vikings history in this football. They're playing for the other evac unit, not 4077, the 325. You know who else is in it? Guy I know you've heard of, Johnny Unitas. And the referee in a football game was Howard Schnellenberger. 10 years before he would do the, oh, you're shaking your head, you don't know who Howard Schnellenberger is? He would take Miami and he would beat he would free the nation of Nebraska by beating them in the Orange Bowl with Miami. He would beat Tom Osborne's Cornhuskers in the Orange Bowl, and it was glorious. It was wonderful. We were so happy about that. There's a scene, I think it's about 10 minutes in, of a soldier sitting at a camp table. The soldier sitting at that camp table, he's all alone. Not anything you'd think of. The actor's name is Sylvester Stallone. Now, according to Elliot Gould, my guy, coolest man on earth, Sylvester Stallone revealed to him that he was an extra in this film. Gould was surprised, right? Because he wasn't Sylvester Stallone, all caps, then. And Elliot Gould later told this to Robert Altman. Altman refused to accept this as fact because he didn't like Stallone's work. And he was talking about the film, he had such fights with the studio because of the blood involved. This was whatever the sound and the fury of Saving Private Ryan, right? MASH was doing in 1970. It was that bloody and messy. War is messy. That's what Robert Altman, that's what Hooker's book was about. The book showed how messy it all was. And he said the film wasn't released. It escaped. And in some of the weird, you know, it's a dark comedy. I think it's a wonderful comedy. It's one of the best movies ever. I wouldn't have figured this, but this makes sense now. There were two Colonel Blakes, one in the movie, one in the TV show. The one in the movie, Roger Bowen, and the one in the television show, McLean Stevenson, died a day apart. McLean Stevenson died on February 15th, 1996. Roger Bowen, who was Henry Blake in the movie, died on February 16th, 1996. Like, the movie just, all the dark comedy, all the dark thoughts go on. It gave you The Pros from Dover. It gave you Suicide is Painless. It gave me The Coolest Man on Earth. Because then Elliot Gould will go on to play Sam Spade and just, it would be, he was the coolest guy on earth. And then he ends up in one of the best movies ever with the reigning coolest guy on earth, George Clooney, if not him, Brad Pitt, and if not him, Matt Damon. All of them were in the same movie. And my guy, the coolest man on earth, is wearing a muumuu. Well, we all get old. You take what work is offered. That's it. Dan Weider has sent me down this rabbit hole because the Bears have a guy named Major Burns on the roster. Suicide is painless. Thank you, Suckageers, for taking this ride with me. It's a wonderful movie. I loved it. Kids, ask your parents. This is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
We are going to talk Brewers, because what's going to happen after this Cubs-Sox series, if the Cubs survive it, they're then going to vote on whether they want to go up to Milwaukee to play the Brewers. We'll talk to Sparky Pfeiffer of 1250, The Fan up in Milwaukee, about the Brewers that just gave the Cubs windburn. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.